From Harvard School of Public Health, I'm Elaine Grant, and this is Student Voices. How students find their way to public health careers varies hugely from student to student. Their stories are almost always fascinating. We decided to share some of them with you through this series of lunchtime conversations held in our very own Sebastian's Cafe. With me today is Eleanor Murray, a doctoral student from Vancouver, studying here with the help of a Horace W. Goldsmith Fellowship, created to support aspiring public servants. Ellie has a fascinating long-term plan. She hopes someday to build an early warning system for disease outbreaks, just like we can predict the weather today.
Let's go back in time. You started becoming interested in infectious disease when you were 13.
My dad's an engineer, a civil engineer. So we traveled a lot when I was younger. And actually, when I was 4 to about 7, we lived in Papua New Guinea. And so, you know, sort of the diseases that were on my radar as a kid were more sort of, you know, tropical infectious diseases instead of like chickenpox. So I sort of had this interest in malaria and dengue, and I knew all about all these diseases when I was a kid, and I thought they were kind of fascinating. And then when I was 13, we moved to Thailand, and we lived in a pretty rural area, so, you know, you see, like, certain infectious diseases leave, you know, sort of some disfigurements, and you can really see how important infectious disease is in people's lives when they don't have any way to deal with it. So it really had a big impact on me. So I initially was sort of thinking, well, maybe ecology is a good way to go about exploring this interest in infectious disease because, you know, like with malaria, it depends, you know, where is the mosquito.
But something huge changed her direction. The SARS epidemic, which started in Hong Kong in November of 2002 and was infecting and killing patients in 37 countries in less than a year.
It's like amazingly rapid, just sort of shooting around the world. And I thought, you know what? The vectors don't explain something. I mean, SARS isn't vector-borne, but, you know, even for diseases that are vector-borne, the vectors don't explain things like that. And so then I thought, well, I need to come back to looking at the disease. So at that point, I really started reading everything about infectious diseases, and, you know, I realized that epidemiology was sort of the best way to go there in looking at sort of combining the biology of the infectious disease and the ecology of the vectors or the hosts. You're kind of doing ecology, except your ecosystem is a person or a group of people. So I think I kind of bring both interests to it.
What got you interested in the idea that there could be an early warning system for infectious disease epidemics?
When I was reading about SARS and infectious disease and epidemiology, one of the sort of ideas that kept coming up in what I was reading was that SARS was something new because of climate change. Even if we'd had rapid global travel 50 years ago, we wouldn't have had something like SARS come out. I don't know how true that is, but it sort of made me really curious about the idea of climate change as a driver of infectious disease. There's not a lot of people doing it sort of quantitatively, but there was a lot of sort of talk about what kind of things might happen. Like, you know, in Canada we don't have a wide range of infectious disease because it's pretty cold. But, you know, you'd see articles that would say, you know, well, if the climate increased by this much, then you might even get malaria in like southern Ontario. And I thought, well, that's a pretty dramatic change in things. When I was already interested in that, I thought, well, but if you had a model that said, based on the climate changing to this disease is going to come over here, then you already have a model that incorporates weather. So if you have a model that incorporates weather and can make predictions, why can't you predict on a local scale and say, based on this weather forecast for the greater Boston area, this is our forecast of influenza risk for the week. So the idea that maybe it's possible if you could have good enough models to really build on a small local and temporal scale a useful risk prediction model so that you could have a disease forecast just like you have a weather forecast, and people could take extra precaution about standing further away from each other because this week is particularly high risk for influenza. Realistically, it could be, you know, 50 years off before we knew enough about any disease to do that, but I think it's an exciting enough idea that I'm willing to spend a long, long time trying to get it to work.
Ellie Murray is going to spend the next 3 years here at Harvard School of Public Health modeling the transmission of malaria and other diseases. And when she graduates, she may become a professor in her own right, continuing her research. Or, she says, she can imagine helping an NGO put an early warning prediction system into the field.
Because if you can actually develop an early warning system, you want to get it out to people. Because if you don't tell people, then there's no point in predicting anything.
That was Eleanor Murray, a doctoral student at the Harvard School of Public Health. To learn more about what the school is doing to ease the burden of infectious diseases around the world, visit our website, www.hsph.harvard.edu. This has been Student Voices. I'm Elaine Grant, and thanks for listening.